My grandmother, she was
from Jackson County.
She was a lad then. Born, raised across over across Pike Bay.
And your father met her when he was running charcoal with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell me about can you tell me about your own education, your early education, sir? Like where you went to school first and how many years you went?
Religion. Did you say religion?
Your parents, you know, your education, I'm sorry. Can you tell me about your education? Where you went to school first, the school you went to?
Well, I told you, I went to Ridge School. You mean here in Biloxi?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
I went to, after we moved here, I went to Back Bay School.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we got transferred right where the post office is now.
Howard 2.
Right down where the post office is now. Used to be a school there, you know.
Yeah.
And that's all the school I got. I was with it. Fifth grade, sixth grade, I don't know. Maybe it might have been the third grade. I don't know.
Yeah, you told me first you went through the third grade, right?
Third grade. I didn't get much school. Too much work.
Yes.
Yeah. Done a lot of building in my days, I'll tell you.
Can you tell me about any clubs or community organizations? Did you belong to any around here?
What's the benevolent? What's the benevolent? You belong to that?
Huh?
You belong to the Bucks the Benevolent Association.
The Biloxi Benevolent Association. Did you belong to that?
Biloxi Benevolent?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My daddy belonged to that ever since it was organized.
Uh-huh.
And when I became 21 years old, he put me in it.
Yeah? Now, can you tell me a little about that?
I never was sick in them days, and drawed very little bit of relief out of it.
Oh, it was a... What kind of organization was it?
Huh?
What kind of organization was it?
Biloxi Benevolent.
Yes, sir. I mean, what did it do? You said...
Well, there was a sick relief.
Uh-huh.
And the death, at your death, you got so much.
You had to pay some dues to it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Dollar a month.
Every time I push.
Dollar a month. Well, we down, I don't know, younger people wouldn't take to it. It was a very fine thing. And, it wasn't expensive. The older mamas kept checking out all the time, going to Marble Orchard.
The older mummies?
You know, they got the weeding down, you know. No new blood coming in.
He's from a mischief.
So,